look at all the children. I have a good surprise for you today. A great storyteller came to visit me, and that is my sister. How many of you have sisters? Well, this one, she's not a baby anymore, but to me, she's still my baby sister. And we have a story to tell you today. We're going to tell this story together. I'm going to start, and she's going to have the best part. So listen very carefully. We had a wonderful, wonderful mother, and her name was Ruby, but we just called her Mama. And she raised us to be good children and to love each other, and we do. My, I just loved my baby sister. I'm 14 years older than she is, so I was almost grown by the time she came along. But she was so much fun, and I loved her dearly. And our mother grew old, and we grew old too. She was just so old, she was ready to die, and we were by her bedside. But that's okay, because she was looking forward to Jesus coming, and we can hardly wait to see her again. Because she's going to have a new body, and she's going to be just beautiful. In the room with our mother, and she was in a home, and she was very weak and very tired, and her eyes were closed. And I was on one side of the bed holding her hand, and my sister was on the other side holding her hand. And we were just kind of petting her hand and just looking at her sweet face, and I looked up at my sister. And there were big tears coming out of her eyes. And she looked so distressed. And I said, Sandy, what is the matter? It's going to be okay. She's going to see Jesus. And we're going to see her soon when Jesus comes. And she just started crying. My sister's name is Sandy. Sandy, why were you crying?
Okay, the way the story goes is like this. I was crying because I was remembering when I was 12 years old, the terrible thing I had done. This is what it was. When I was about 11, 12, I lived on this farm with many animals, one of which was a turkey. A special turkey. It was no ordinary turkey. It was a special turkey. It was mother's special turkey. And this turkey loved my mother. It would see her and come running to her, and it would rub up against her like a cat would. It was a special turkey. And oh, that turkey loved Mama. And Mama loved that turkey. Well, we had to pen up the turkeys and the chickens because there was a dog that the neighbors dropped off for us to take care of for just a couple of days. And that dog was mean. It would kill the chickens or the turkeys. So we had them penned up. Well, I went in to feed the turkeys and the chickens, and Mama's turkey was not there. I thought, wow, that's unusual. Where could it be? So I went in and I asked Mama, Mama, where's the turkey? I can't find it. It's not in the pan. And she smiled and she says, oh my goodness, I have a surprise for you. I found out that my turkey has made a clutch of eggs and laid them in a special spot. And she's sitting on them. We don't want to disturb her. And I thought, oh, that's exciting. I want to see that. Where is she? And Mama said, oh, Sandy, I can't tell you because she's in a special place hidden. And if you go and try to see her, do you know what will happen? That dog will come and will kill my turkey. So I don't want to tell you. Well, I thought, I am such a smart 11-year-old. Well, I'm very, very smart. I was a know-it-all when I was 11 years old, but I'm not now. And I thought, I just need no parental guidance, and I knew how to take care of myself and how to do things right. And Mama says, oh, no, 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 I don't want to tell you. I says, well, I won't go there. I know what to do. Mama says, no, I don't think I should tell you. She says, well, I'll tell you after the dog leaves. It's just a couple of days. Oh, my Mama wasn't going to tell me. And I was so smart. I knew how to do this. And I pestered her until finally she told me. She said, okay, I'll tell you. But don't you go there. Oh, Mama, don't you worry. I won't do that. I'm 11 years old. I know how to do things. Okay. So she said, it's down the hill, across the road, down in the gully, under the big bush. She's made her nest way out there. Oh, that was such a cool thing to know. I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. Until finally I noticed something. That mean old dog, he was not there around the farmhouse. He was across the cow pasture and across the field, way on the other hill where the hogs were. He was way over there. And I knew he'd be there for a while because my dad was over there with him. And being so smart, I knew exactly what I could do. I could go check on that turkey, and the dog wouldn't be there. It was a foolproof plan. I was so brilliant. So I did that. I went ever so carefully, snuck around down the hill. I went across the road. I headed down into the gully. All of a sudden, there was a whoosh. Something came running past me. Do you know what it was? It was that dog. And all of a sudden, there was a burst, and that turkey came flying out of the bushes, and that dog was after it. Oh, my heart stopped, and I ran up the gully and across the road and up the hill, screaming at the top of my lungs, "Mama, Mama, the dog's got the turkey!" And Mama could hear me screaming, so she came out of the house, and I told her, and I was crying. And my mama went running down the hill, crossed the road into the gully. But it was too late. She got that turkey away from the dog, but it was too late. Oh, Mama cried. Oh, how she cried. She loved that turkey. Oh, I have never felt so bad. I cried. And I cried. She carried that turkey up to the house, but it was too late. She gathered the eggs. But we didn't have an incubator, so they wouldn't hatch. And, oh, I felt so bad. I said, "Mama, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry." And she just shook her head and cried. I knew I deserved to be punished. I deserved a spanking. I deserved time out. I deserved even more than a punishment. And I felt so bad. I said, "Oh, no. I know my mama hates me now. I just know it. I deserve it." And I said, "Mama, do you hate me? I'm so sorry." Do you know what my mama said? She said, "Sandy, there's nothing you can do or say that will ever make me stop loving you." Wow. Even if I killed her turkey, she still loved me. Do you know what that's called? That's called grace. She taught me grace. And there's somebody who has grace that's even greater than my mama's. So when I was crying there, and my sister said, "Sandy, why are you crying?" All I could do was cry and say, "I killed mama's turkey." She thought that was funny for me to say. But I learned about grace. And I hope that you have good lessons about God's grace, because it is so powerful, so free to us. Thank you.
Wasn't she a good storyteller? And what was funny is all those years had passed by before she died. We were thinking about her, and she comes up with this guilt that she had so long ago and the grace that our mama gave her. Wasn't that wonderful? It was sad about the turkey. That's okay. You can all cry about that too, even though it was a long, long time ago.